Lisa Bartley is joining me this morning from Glasgow High School. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you so much.
Good. Is your squire hot and good?
It is. Okay, good. It is hot and fresh. I love every drink when you sent me the menu. I couldn't decide which one I wanted today.
A little bonus for the folks at 7:30 that come in.
So. Yes.
And today's Glasgow Schools Day, and we're always glad to have you folks. First, tell us your role. Introduce the world to Lisa Bartley.
So, work at Glasgow Middle School. I'm the assistant principal.
I'm sorry,
there.
I was thinking the high school.
You know, I was at the high school
you
for
were,
17 years. So
and I said
can
high
see
school by mistake.
Would,
yes.
That's fine. I've been at the middle school. This is my fourth year. I'm the assistant principal. But I also do lots of things with academics and culture of the school and leadership.
Okay.
So I'm
wonderful.
In charge of our student ambassadors with Miss Tina Cook.
Oh, and I'm sure those students are just ones you can depend on and your go-to to set an example for the others and that sort of thing, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Our ambassadors, we really hand a lot of things over to them. We train them and they stay with us. Our goal is to have them their full 3 years there because we are 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Right.
And so we train those students to give tours to new and prospective students.
How fun.
So when a new sixth grader comes in, we send a sixth grader to you that can walk around with you, take your schedule, show you what classes, talk to you about different things. And the students do a great job. They do Veterans Day and host the veterans and do the breakfast.
Right.
They do
Super.
Move up night. The ambassadors, and this year we've really asked them to, they have a bucket list for the school year where they ask their peers, what do you want the school year to look like?
Right.
And so it's a great bunch of kids.
Well, that's great. And that when the students welcome the students, that just sort of bridges the gap a little bit. Doesn't make the newcomer so shy, I guess, in making friends, right?
Right, because imagine being 13 and coming in and, you know, an adult that you've never met before takes you around. It's a little more welcoming, and you feel like you have a friendly face. The ambassadors will find you again during lunch and make sure you're okay when they know that you're new and
right.
and lots of things like that.
Roughly how many students are ambassadors?
So we have about 26
okay.
ambassadors. And we even have ambassadors that are bilingual so that our new students who speak Spanish have a connection right away.
And that is a huge thing to make those students feel welcome. I know my last year of teaching, and that's been going on 2 years ago now, but I had three students who were not only struggling with English, but struggling with Spanish. And mm-hmm. it's important to reach out to them and make them feel welcome.
Right. So on our move-up nights and back-to-school bashes, we have students who can meet families and make sure that they understand where all the classes are and what we have to offer. And so
super.
That's also super welcoming and makes it feel like a nice environment that you want to come into.
Good. Well, very good. I'm sure many, and maybe not all, but many of your ambassadors probably fall into the category of gifted and talented as well, don't they?
Many of them, yes, are gifted in both leadership and in some academic and artistic
okay.
areas. So we're really excited. Next week, the ambassadors are going to Western.
Okay, cool.
We're going to go to Idea Festival. It's put on by the Center for Gifted Studies at WKU. I first found it when I was teaching AP seminar at the high school. I wanted something innovative and inspiring for my kids. So Idea Fest, the morning is sort of like TED Talks where you hear different people, community leaders, former Western students talk about things that like I saw this problem in the community. Here's how I gathered other people to collaborate and solve this problem. So the morning is really inspiring and makes you think.
Yeah, and at one time I had the name of the director of the Gifted Talented program at Western. She did such a great job, and I'm thinking she is still involved there.
She is, yes, Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
I can always remember
that's the good way to remember that. Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yes, but she has been there probably since I was a student in school, and so
my oldest daughter back in sixth grade was part of the GT program, and she was there, you know, at that time, you know, many years ago. So she's been instrumental in building that program up, but also building the school's programs up.
Yes, to make sure that we have what we need to make sure gifted students are challenged and that they have a voice in their own education. That's really important.
Definitely.
And that's one reason that we want to take them to the Idea Fest. You know, as 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, we want them to go ahead and be thinking about things in the community, because the afternoon is a more hands-on. They bring in community partners with all different kinds of technology and arts and things like that for kids to experiment with. And so we want them to see things like that at a young age and start to think, well, what am I going to invent?
Right.
What problem am I going to solve? What questions do I see people asking in the community? And the younger they can start thinking like that,
definitely
the
a
more
benefit.
Important school is to them. And, you know, they can make our schools really, really
well, the,
amazing.
The ramifications, not just for middle school now, but for high school, and then wherever they go after that, and then in the workplace. I mean, they're just building on these skills, and it's going to go with them and just make them successful lifelong learners, I like to call it.
Right, yes, because these are our kids who are curious. They're kids who are not afraid. The application process for ambassadors is sort of long and try and there's interview, and you have to do a cold tour of the school with no warning, because that's what it would be like.
Right.
So these kids are go-getters and thinkers, and we want to nurse that as much as we can.
Wonderful. It sounds like you're doing a great job at Glasgow Middle School, just nurturing these kids, and then they're helping to nurture everyone around them.
Right. So we're hoping something they see Tuesday, they bring to their science class or their social studies class and say, hey, we looked at this. Does this work in our curriculum anywhere? Because anytime a student can have some voice and agency and
have a little input,
they get
it just
makes everybody excited.
Exactly. Yes. And makes them excited to actually come to school.
Yes.
So that's a good thing.
They're difference makers. Yes.
They are indeed. Well, I mean, this has been exciting to learn a little bit about, you know, what's going on at Glasgow Middle School and the overall GT program as well.
Yes, we have a lot of things in place for our students, all very individualized. Every student starts the day in an all-in class, which is a period for different math and reading intervention and also character development. But many of the students are finished with their individual pathways in math and reading. So they're able to use that time to do state and national competitions in their area of expertise, depending on what their giftedness is. We also bring in an ACT coach for them. And that has been amazing. He's never worked with middle schoolers until the last couple years, Steve Patton. And he was blown away by how excited the kids were to want to do well on and practice and prep for the ACT. Last year we had two kids get a 29 already, and one more out of that class just since their freshman year has started. So
that is exceptional.
Right. And they're talking about it, and other kids want that.
Exactly. And folks like Steve, who are retired but still like to be involved in helping students, I know it excites him.
Yes. So he loves it. He was like, I never thought of middle school, and this is amazing.
Yeah.
Because
well, that's great.
The 6th, 7th, and 8th graders have a lot of energy, and they're still excited to see what the world has to offer them. So it's a fun age
Definitely.
To work with.
Well, very good. Lisa, I appreciate you coming in and helping us to understand it a little bit more.
Awesome. I'll come anytime.
Okay.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Lisa Bartley with Glasgow Middle School.